Welcome to Halicast, the official podcast of Halastar Forums. I'm your host, VL, and along with my co-host, Frouth, we work to bring you the latest in Pendragon each week. Join us for news, theories, discussion, and more.
Welcome to the greatest podcast of all time, Halicast.
Okay.
This is Halicast number 10.
Yay,
for the week of May 4th, 2008. I didn't get it wrong this time. Anyway, we are here. This is VL. I'm VL, and this is Frouth. And we're here.
You know I can introduce myself, right?
Oh, well, I'm very sorry.
You should be.
Okay. Can you believe we've been doing this for 10 weeks?
No.
Well,
it was like 10 weeks a couple weeks ago.
More than 10 weeks, but with all the hiatuses and breaks and stuff like that. And then we're finally here recording Double Digits Halicast number 10. Do you know, I always name the files on the computer like HCEP 01, 02, 03, 04, 05, 06, 07, 08, 09. I don't have to do that anymore. I can just do 10. No zeros. Well, there's 10.
Next week, there will be any zeros
for Halicast 11. 11? Oh my god.
We should do something special for 11, but not for 10.
Why?
Because we don't have zeros anymore.
We don't have anything special planned for 10 anyway.
Yeah, really though. We'll just kind of sit here for 5 minutes thinking about what we've done.
I'm inspired. Anyway.
We should get to news.
We should get to news then. In Pendragon news this week, new Pendragon graphic novel desktop wallpapers have been posted on the PendragonAdventure.com, featuring exciting new images from the novel of Bobby, Courtney, Mark, St. Dane, and Uncle Press, as well as some locations like, I should probably pull this up.
You just had it. Where did it magically disappear to?
Here. The gymnasium in Bobby's school, the highway on which Uncle Press and Bobby are riding down the motorcycle, and Bobby's yard without the house in it. Actually, I really like that picture of, that's really the only one that I like, is of Bobby's yard, because it's really... I think it's Courtney and Mark, isn't it?
No. It's Lortney and Lark.
Well, I can remember if it was in Book 1 or Book 2 when Bobby comes home and finds his yard empty. Yeah, it's Book 2. Because he goes to Chloral right at the end. Yeah, it's Book 1. It looks a lot like I pictured it, actually.
I pictured it a lot more dirtier without any grass.
Well, there is no grass. It's just on the edges.
Oh, okay.
I pictured a fence there for some reason.
Good job, Keith.
He still has the pen. Is that a journal? Are we seeing a journal?
Sure.
Yeah. Courtney looks awful. I'm just gonna go out there and say it. What is it?
Okay, well, I don't get the jersey. Why are they suddenly in Glenview?
Glenview. Is Glenview even a town? And the Lady Badgers? They're Hufflepuffs. I'm sorry. Harry Potter again.
You do it every week.
Every week? She just, like, I don't know. She doesn't look right. Looks different. And St. Dane, too. Who was it? Somebody said on Halastar, St. Dane looks like he's closely related to monkeys. There's a lot of mixed opinions on the graphic novels. Especially, the kiss scene is kind of... Well, not the kiss scene, but when... It's when Mark's asking Courtney if he...
That is the funniest look on somebody's face. I've
Bobby Pendragon, and she looks like... I don't know. What does she...
Like a man?
Somewhat.
Anyway. Any other news?
I was wondering how to pronounce your last name, too. Anyway. In other news, Haliquote has been closed. If anybody knew what Haliquote was, it was run by Cameron of Halinet. But Cameron has left Halinet. He's permanently gone and has taken Haliquote with him due to his own reasons. I'm not going to disclose that on the air why exactly he left, but he left. So, Haliquote is now closed. What's up in this show, Frouth?
Today we have Circle of Clee on inconspicuous characters that might have more purpose.
Yeah, we have a Circle of Clee on an interesting topic. Inconspicuous characters in the Pendragon series that might have more purpose than we think. Such as Captain Hirsch, Twig, what was the one you said? Max Rose, even though he's dead. Who was the other one? I don't remember.
We got into that in a segment.
We have Aquilin Games because, as usual, we can't go through Halicast for the Aquilin Games. Oh, and also, I forgot to, I said we didn't do anything special. We do have something special, which we will tell you about at the end of the show. So, without further ado, I think that's enough, and we better stop talking and rambling and get on with our episode, shouldn't
our,
we?
Aquilin Games.
Aquilin Games, all right. Aquilin Games.
Ingle, dingle, durkin.
It's time for the Aquilin Games, Halicast's weekly Pendragon quiz. Listen closely for the question, then post your answer on www.halister.ca.gs.
And we're back with the Aquilin Games.
All right.
This is... we're excited to be here doing the Aquilin Games.
Very.
Very. Why don't you open up that little thing there so we can find out what's on those?
What I'm trying to do. Anyway.
Anyway, this week on the Aquilin Games. Now, as usual, I'll sit up here.
If you want to get in on the Aquilin Games, head on over to www.halistar.ca.gs, and under the Halinet section of the board, there is a forum called Halicast, the Pendragon Series Podcast. And under that, there is a Aquilin Games board, and you can go under there in the nice little thread called Aquilin Games number 10. And you can answer our question for the Aquilin Games number 10. Post your answer there. There is you can answer one time, one answer per person per week. All right? And you have to be specific with your answers, or else we will consider them wrong. Anyway.
And you can't win 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot that rule. We have some very tight rules here over on the Aquilin Games. You have to follow our guidelines perfectly.
Anyway, last week on the Aquilin Games, the question was, in the reality bug, what image did Azure use to demonstrate to Bobby the capabilities of Lifelight? And the winner was...
Defying Expectations.
Who was also on our Circle of Klee last week. And she won with her answer, Azure projected an image of Marley, Bobby's former Golden Retriever doggy. And that was true when he was walking down, I think, probably Main Street in Rubik City. She used her little bracelet to make Marley appear. So,
right. Well, this week's question,
as Ralph says, is the members of the Circle of Klee all wear red robes except for the Viceroy, and what color robes does the Viceroy wear? Ooh, and let's add something else to that. If you can name the two people who held the, you have to add along with your answer to that. Who's the parrot? The two people during Blackwater who held the position of Viceroy while the book was in progress. So.
Let's move on.
No, we have to tell them how they can get in on the Aquilin Games. Again, if you want to get in on the Aquilin Games, on Halistar, you can go to, under the Halinet section of the board, there is a Halicast forum. And under the Halicast forum, there is a Aquilin Games forum. And you can go to the thread called Aquilin Games number 10. And, give your answer under there. One guess per person per week, and you can't win 2 weeks in a row. Anyway, that's it for the Aquilin Games, and
let's move on.
It's time for a Halicast roundtable discussion. Join our hosts as they tackle a topic in the Pendragon series on
the Circle of Klee.
Okay, that's right. It's time for the Circle of Klee. Just like in the intro.
That was so stupid.
Yeah, it's a pretty bad intro song, but it works.
No, what you just did there. Anyway.
This week on the Circle of Klee, we're talking about some inconspicuous characters in Pendragon that may have more purpose, such as Captain Hirsch. That was the idea sent in by Halistar user RM Zucker. That we decided we wanted to talk about inconspicuous characters in general because it would be very difficult to do a Circle of Klee just on Captain Hirsch. Aram Zucker says that, I think Aram Zucker is a she, but I'm guessing there. She says, he may not be an important character, but something he did in book two makes me think he may come into play for Second Earth, which a lot of people seem to think that his book is that is book nine because of the cover. On page 371 of book two, Captain Hirsch asks to read Bobby's journals that Mark and Courtney show the police to mess up Andy's plans, which was St. Dane. St. Dane said in book eight he did that just to make them squirm, but he did plan on Captain Hirsch possibly reading them, thinking it was just a story Mark and Courtney. No, but did he plan on Captain Hirsch possibly reading them, thinking that it was just a story Mark and Courtney made up? It doesn't... According to the Amazon.com summary, that they are not alone refers to the people, that the people will learn about the other territories. If Second Earth suddenly hears about different territories, Captain Hirsch might wonder where he remembers that those other things from the journal.
And actually, that's a pretty good theory about why he was why that person was standing in front of the crowd. Maybe he was... Anyway.
Maybe. Because Captain Hirsch, if Captain Hirsch knew something about the territories from reading it, he could help Mark and Courtney.
Yeah.
Aram Zucker says that she thinks it might be another problem, but I really think if he'd do anything, it would be helpful. Because, I mean, he's a police officer. He's supposed to be helpful. To them, at least.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they're trying to save Second Earth and trying to stop issues and things, maybe he could use his influence with, like, legal stuff and being a police officer to provide them access to things that they can use that they wouldn't normally be able to use.
Mm-hmm.
DJ spent a lot of time on, like, with Captain Hirsch, and even, I think he was even brought back later when Bobby was there and they were driving to the beach, and Captain Hirsch saw them. And Bobby was worried that, Courtney and Mark were worried that he would recognize Bobby and realize that they weren't there. Which seemed a little strange that he would have brought him back after all that time.
I think that was just to add a little bit of conflict for a bit in that there.
A little bit of conflict? It was two sentences.
Yeah, I know. Still.
Because, I mean, that would be really pointless filler if he did do that. I do agree with Aram Zucker. I think Captain Hirsch will probably be coming back. I don't know if he'll be important or not. But, MMM122 says, that's it, maybe that guy's the King of Hala. We figured it out. Captain Hirsch is the King of Hala.
Definitely.
Yep. Anyways, what was the one that you brought up? You said Max Rose.
Well, I wasn't really I was just kind of putting random crap out there, and I remember, he's dead.
Or Ramstorming. And but when the territories are converging, Hala is...
Well, I don't think random people are going to start popping back alive.
But Hala is everything and everyone and every time that ever existed and ever will exist. So if they all come together, then...
Does that mean technically nobody's dead? It's just they're not going to the point where they are alive?
Yeah. It means, which also furthers the idea that that there could be a territory for dead people, because when they go there, they still exist, they're just in a different place.
Well, the flumes take you to the point where you're most needed at that point.
Yeah, well, they take you at the...
At the time where you need to be.
Yeah, so if the territory's converged...
Since Max Rose is dead in First Earth, and they need him, can they go back to First Earth and be there when he's alive?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Exactly.
Because technically Azure was dead on Velox, but they went to Velox and she was alive.
No, she was dead on Ibarra.
Yeah, but...
But isn't it next time they go there she'll be dead?
Something like that. Which is sad. Even though she's not dead yet, I'm sad. Azure was a cool character.
She always reminds me of her science teacher.
Oh, yeah, look at...
Yeah.
Well, see, I've always... When I first read the book, I saw Azure, and I didn't know it was Azure. And I always pictured Courtney like that until I found out that it wasn't Courtney. While I read the first book, I pictured Courtney like Azure. Anyway, Max Rose. What can Max Rose do if he did come back to life?
I don't know.
Well. I just...
He could be a hired gun.
Because you gotta think, I mean... he could be one of those people that gets thrown into the battle against their will, reluctantly, and has to choose a side, and hopefully chooses the Traveler's side. But, I mean, knowing the kind
he
is...
He gets along with Bach, so...
Knowing the kind of person he is, he's going to pick... Yeah, he gets along with the aliens. Knowing the kind of person he is, he's going to go with the side that's winning. He wants to go with the majority. He wants to go with the side that's going to I also had the Goth Vedder from Velox.
Was that the one that I think AMG was talking about?
Thinking he could be the penultimate traveler from Velox, or perhaps that Azja was the penultimate traveler from Velox, and then when she died, he would take over as the traveler from Velox.
Mm-hmm.
Here, let's find that thread on there.
I might have gone back too far. Nope.
That's the Halicast board.
I know. Right. What planet is it in?
I think it's in Third Earth.
Alright.
Yeah, go down. Try the second page.
No, I remember seeing it the other day.
Penultimate Traveler from Velox right there. I think I may have found him. Yeah, the Goth Vedder that works at Lifelight. Okay, does anyone remember the Goth Vedder that works at Lifelight? Well, I'm rereading the reality bug, and he just told Bobby and Lore, this is the way it was meant to be on page 236. It doesn't make a huge deal about it, but I think that he might be the penultimate trailer Velox, and I have reality bug right here, so I'm going to find page 236. Yeah. On page 236, Laura says, we must find him, she said. Yeah, I know, but we can't do it without Azja. Come on. We started to leave when the Vedder called to us, hey! We looked back at him and he pointed to his wrist. Right, we still had our jump bracelets on. Laura and I quickly unclasped the bracelets and put them on the counter. Thank you, the Vedder said. This is the way it was meant to be. I shot the guy surprised. Look, why did you say that? The Goth guy shrugged. Just something to say, he answered and smiled. So, yeah, that wasn't put in there unintentionally. That's actually a really important point. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
He seems like one of those characters that could be more than he seems.
Yeah.
But if he's... Do you think he's more likely that... Do you think it's more likely that he would be... That he himself would be the penultimate traveler? Or
I
that Azja would
one.
Be... Yeah, because Azja dies. So he could be the next traveler, the last generation traveler from Velox, which could be...
Kind of like how Ghani's the oldest of the new travelers. She could be the youngest of the old travelers.
Yeah. Because it seems kind of weird that she'd die and then Velox wouldn't have a traveler anymore. Because Ciri isn't the traveler from Velox, he's the traveler from Ibarra. Strange. Yeah,
you're stalling.
Yeah, I am stalling. Some other characters that we found inconspicuous. What about Viggo and LaBerge? That's what I have next on here. I'm not biased, I swear. No, because have they served their purpose?
No.
Obviously not.
Not in my opinion.
If he ever goes back to Quillen, they're going to be...
They
were from Velox, yeah.
Okay.
They used to be faders of Lifeline. That's where they got some of the ideas for the games. Well, that's where LaBerge got the ideas. And, let's check their HaloWiki page.
I don't think there's that much there.
I doubt it.
It's not working again. Yay.
It's my internet.
This must be so boring to people.
It won't be that bad. Viggo and... Viggo and LaBerge are two siblings who were both... Did they put that picture back on there? We have no confirmation that that's Viggo.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. We don't need to do this right now. We're on recording. It doesn't matter.
Anyway.
Wikipedia has that as Neva, but I don't think it is.
I think it's Neva. How could that... That's obviously Neva. Viggo was described as being very stern looking and having black hair that was.
It was the other way around. Never mind.
What do you mean?
Never mind. On Wikipedia, there was discussion over what one it was too. I know everybody was arguing over it. Anyway.
Yeah. Viggo and LaBerge. What could they do?
Well,
I couldn't help but think that at the end of the Clone Games, Viggo seemed a little bit sympathetic and like, you know, we really don't want to do this. We don't want to make you die.
Do you think since Bobby now knows that there's second turning points on some territories, will he go back to Clone?
Probably. Why wouldn't you go back to Clone? I mean, you'd have to go back to every territory, except for Elong, because you can't get there.
Well, that's, of course, I don't know. I think he'll eventually get back.
Mm. But stop opening that.
What? It's.
We're not ready to move on yet.
I don't know.
Because they could be a crucial, if the territories are converging, like I've said. What do you think would happen when the territories converge? Because will people from Quillen go to Second Earth, or will people from Second Earth go to Quillen?
Will it make one big planet of each territory mixed into one thing? Yeah. Or will it be, like how Press said, if on Dandaran, if you go to where Second Earth should be, it won't be there. Will it work that way now?
That's going to be so cool to read. That all the... that, like Bobby walked down the street and saw a large building that said Block, then turned to his left and saw a light bright pyramid, then turned around and, there's a big tree for me along there. Meanwhile, he went to the edge of the island, which he was on, and took a pilgrim ship to Megaran, where he left and went to, like, wow, everything in one.
We're ready to move on yet.
No, we're not. Viggo and LaBerge are two siblings who were once faders on the territory of Velox, and Sol St. Dane disguised as Block Trustee and Mr. Cato. Now, that's one thing. The Block Trustees. They're not on our list. They weren't on our list, but will the Block Trustees be back?
No, I don't know.
Are you just going to say I don't know to everything?
Well, I actually don't know. There's just, I don't know.
The Block Trustees are like, they're that sadistic kind of, that's what I always think of, on the cover of Raven Rise. I always think that guy, because it reminds me of Block, like, crazy. When you see that guy standing there and all the flags with the stairs on them, and all the people sort of chanting and raising their hands, and, like, not chanting necessarily, but it looks like they're almost protesting what he's saying. Are they protesting, or are they agreeing with him? Like,
it looks like they're starting a revolution to me.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to start rioting.
Because you gotta think, once the territories converge, Block is gonna have an entire world, like, more than an entire world to take over.
Yeah, but they'll have to compete with Walmart.
They'll have to compete with Walmart. Because, as we know, Walmart is Block. Just like the episode of South Park. Anyway, moving on. But Mr. Pike, the teacher that taught Cyclops.
I actually told you to add that to the list because, well, he was kind of there for Forge.
That's a really important thing. He made Forge.
Well, he didn't make it.
He helped. He was there. Is he St. Dane? No, he was in the same room as Andy Mitchell. Was he Neva?
I don't think Neva was part of his plans still.
Neva was always part of his plans.
Was it?
Technically. It could be, because everything happens. What if, because...
Everything happens for a reason.
Everything happens for a reason, and everything has been happening. Like, Neva could have gone to Second Earth during that time, from Quillen, years later. Because, like you said, the flumes drop you where and when you need to be on the territory. So if Neva was Mr. Pike, and St. Dane was Andy Mitchell, the two of them could have sort of collaboratively, along with Mark, come up with Forge, thus creating the Dados, thus creating the revolution on Second Earth. Anyway, this is just really, really going too fast, but...
You're, like, dragging it on a lot.
That's because it's taking. We're doing awful. We're not spending long on things at all.
Anyway, there was a couple other topics we wanted to go over.
Tom Dorney.
Will he show up for the battle?
Will he show up again? Yes. Unless he's dead. When travelers die, do their acolytes die too?
No.
No, I don't think so. Do they remember that they were acolytes?
Yeah. Press was dead, and they went to see him. He remembered being an acolyte.
I guess. He'll definitely be back, I think. He seems like that type, like, in the book, it was sort of like, oh no, well, you guys are just kids, and here's the journals, and blah, 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 and they're do this and all this. But he probably actually cares quite a lot about what's going on. I mean, Saint Dane killed Press. Indirectly, but he did kill Press.
Mm-hmm.
So Tom Dorney's going to have revenge on his mind, and he's going to want to be a part of taking out Saint Dane. What if Tom Dorney's the King of Hala?
What's with this whole King of Hala thing?
Everybody's the King of Hala.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
I'm the King of Hala. That's right. I'm the King of Hala.
I think
Mrs. Jane Jansen's the King of Hala. She's our next one. Mrs. Jane Jansen that works at the bank. She puts the ass in assistance. She's probably my favorite character.
Wow, you have some pretty cool favorite characters.
Well, I mean, she is. I always picture Mrs. Jane Jansen like this teacher at our school with the black hair, and she like wears these big hoop earrings and these weird clothes. She teaches English sometimes. She's a substitute. You know who I'm talking about? I'm not going to say her name, but...
I actually don't think I do.
She used to sub for our social studies teacher a lot last year.
Okay.
Do you remember her?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
You know her?
Yeah,
she's, like, ridiculous. That's why I was picturing when I see Mrs. Jane Jansen, and, like, I always remember when she's... when Mark and Courtney go into the bank, and they look over the desk, and she's playing solitaire. And she's like, Courtney's like, working hard.
Hardly working.
That describes most of what I do on Hallinet. She also, I don't know how she could be more important than she already has been. She's just such an important character to begin with.
You just
with.
Wanted to add her because for some reason you seem to think she's a great character.
She's the best character. Everybody, we should start a Mrs. Jane Jansen lovers thread on Halistar. Somebody start that, please.
You can.
Okay, I think I will.
All right,
I'll start it as soon as we're done recording this.
You know what would be very aggravating?
What?
If at the end of the series, it turned out that all of the books since book 4 was Bobby in a jump in my flight.
Oh my god. I would... DJ McHale would be
like all of the fourth book never happened, it's just in his jump.
Not just all the fourth book. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. And 10.
Yeah.
Bob, DJ would be getting some very angry emails and letters.
Or if Press, like, secretly took him to Lifelight to train him for the next couple of years, and then turned out he was just there the whole time. And now he has to go through the adventure for real.
Can you... If it was all Lifelight...
That's how he'd be able to drag it on for another 10 bucks.
Yeah. Could milk the cash cow even longer. What? Wow. That's possible, too. You know why? Because he hurt his nose when he was in that Lifelight jump.
Well, that's because of the reality.
And when he came out, it was still hurt. But I know.
But that could all just be programmed into his jump.
Yeah, that's the thing. The reality bug. If that was... Do you know how angry I would be? Because we were just talking last week what Lifelight could do for the rest of the series. I would burn all of my Pendragon books. I would burn them. And then I would take the ashes and I would dump them into the ocean. And then I would set the ocean on fire and burn that.
Because that works.
Sometimes.
Anyway, that was completely off topic.
Yeah, sorry. And our last person... No, our last person was Mrs. Jane Jansen. Who I still... What are you doing to my pen?
I'm not doing anything. It falls off like this every time.
if you guys were listening to episode 8, Fralf still is, Fralf and the Key of the Ancients, their relationship is still holding strong.
Relationship?
Yeah. With your key? You love it.
No, I don't. I just...
You, like, hold it and hug it and clap, like...
I've never once done that.
Yeah,
I just know it's the only key that can save the world, so I have to keep it with me at all times.
Save the key. Save the world. Just like Heroes. Save the cheerleader. Anyway. I've never actually seen Heroes. Anyway, this is dragging on really, 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 really long. And we have to get on with our special episode 10 stuff. So we're going to go out with the out to the exit wrap-up segment thing. And we'll tell you all about our special episode 10 stuff. And you guys can hear about that at the end. And anyway, that was a great Circle of Klee this week, I think.
Yeah.
So move on and meet you at the wrap-up. And it's the end of Halicast number 10. Is Tired Trough tired?
Yes, Tired Trough is very tired.
Tired Trough is very sleepy and tired and frowfy. That was weird.
If I was frowfy, then I would be talking a lot more than I have been.
Oh, sad frowfy. Oh. It is the end of our show, Halicast number 10. Great Halicast number 10, I think.
I think we should just sit here and think about what we've done so far.
We did that in the intro.
Yeah, I know. We should do it again, though.
You just don't want to talk.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, we had a good show. Good Circle of Klee, some good stuff. Although, we wanted to do a nice big long show this week with some nice new segments and stuff. And you know what? Nobody entered my contest for segments. Nobody entered it at all. None. Didn't get a single email or private message. None. I'm depressed. Sad deal is sad. Anyway, that's our fun little thing. It's our contest. You have to email us segment ideas, please, because we have no idea what to talk about. We're fried doing Circle of Klee and stuff. We're tired of it. Like, our brains are fried from doing, like, Circle of Klee every week and Quillen Games every week, and thank God there's no more featured fan, because I thought I was gonna actually I think we should we're okay that's the punishment. If you guys don't send us in segment ideas to halicast@gmail.com, we're bringing back featured fan. Dun, dun, dun. And we're locking the Java booth.
That's a threat we haven't given out since, like, episode 3.
Yeah, episode, whoa, 7 episodes ago.
Yeah,
whoa. We didn't talk about milk in a bag in a couple weeks either.
Malk in a bag.
Malk. Also, we need some Halicast transcribers. Not a single person applied to that either. Send us your...
It's because nobody wants to do it.
That's a good reason. There's good reason for that, too. I tried transcribing episode 1. Murder. Absolute murder. Transcribing podcasts.
How far did you get?
Like, 10 minutes in. And I just couldn't do anymore. I actually think we're going to assign segments to people so they don't have to do that much, because it was all... I pity the person who has to do the
Circle
of Klee from episode 8. Our big, long 25-minute.
Was I there for that one? No.
Yep.
I was?
Yep.
No. I know. I think it was 7 that I missed.
7 that you missed, yep. Anyway, we need transcribers. Send your transcriber application to halicast@gmail.com. Also, we need our Raven Rise live show that we mentioned here. I'll open this. What we mentioned last week. We've decided on a date. We sort of threw around some ideas, and people seem to think, you know, because they don't really. The book comes out on the 20th, which is a Tuesday, and then the 21st is a Wednesday, and we were going to do it on the 21st, but that's a Wednesday. People wouldn't want to do that. 22nd is a Thursday. 23rd is a Friday, and then 23rd, 24th, 25th. That's Memorial Day weekend in the States. And you Americans probably don't want to do that during your Memorial Day weekend. So we've extended it to Friday, May 30th, 2008, at 6:30 Eastern Standard
Time. Really? I thought we were going to do it in 2009.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
I'm just being sure. So the people in, just in case, because the people in Third Earth want to set their flumes so they can get back here in time. We have a lot of Third Earthian listeners, yeah. Also, what am I talking about? Also, What we've done for our episode 10 special sort of thing. Back before I got my new computer, and before we had any clue what we were doing, we recorded a Halicast number one. Do you remember that?
Yes, it was horrible.
On the other computer?
It was like 5 minutes long.
It was really short. Our audio quality was bad. It was terrible. But because we know that's the kind of stuff you guys like to hear, us messing up and us being bad and us not being able to do stuff, we have pulled the audio from that, and we've played it at the end of this show. So you can listen to that at the end of the show for episode 10, just to see how far we've come from that episode, that piece of awfulness, to episode 10. So, anyway, vote for us on Podcast Alley. I don't think anyone's done that. But please do vote for us on Podcast Alley.
We have a whole 3 votes.
Yeah, wait, let me see. PodcastAlley.com. We're the only Halicast on there, just so you know.
I don't know. Never mind. I was going to say something. Oh, wow. Tired Frelf really is tired.
See details. Seven votes?
Oh, man.
We got seven votes.
Let's read the comments.
Comments? There's comments? Let's see. 5 total comments.
All right. Let's read these on air.
Let's read these on air. If you get your comment read on air. There's a comment from... submitted by... Alec. Oh, God. I commented, Halicast is great. Halicast is informative, interesting, and fun. Great job. Submitted by Halicast.
The absolute best pen podcast out there.
The absolute best pen-dragging podcast out there, and you should be sure to listen to it. They have interesting theories and discussions, but still have fun recording it. Submitted by Kwazuku. I'm sorry if I slaughtered your name.
Ghost.
Ghost said, I saw it on iTunes, it's awesome. Seanathan74 said, I wait anticipating this podcast every week, I love it. And Kwazuku said again, this podcast is great audio quality, and not to mention content, it's one of my favorite podcasts out there. If you're into pen-dragging, listen to this.
You know what? I don't know. What if Kazuku's a bot?
I really don't think so.
Okay.
I
don't know. Not many people comment on audio quality, though. So.
Yes, they do.
I don't know.
And we have such great audio quality. I mean, I'm using a built-in laptop microphone, kids. Yeah. So, we're, 5 whole comments and 7 votes, too. 2 of the votes were me.
Yeah, so 5 comments, 5 votes.
Yeah, I guess. Anyway, this has been a great episode, I think. I think it was one of our best episodes so far, just because it's episode 10, right?
Yeah.
And I'll play that fun little Halicast number 1 after the show. It'll be our outtake for the week.
And we have another outtake, too, don't we?
I think we do. Oh,
yes,
well.
We have another 2.
We have another 2. But we'll play those sort of... I don't know. We'll play those after the big long one. Anyway, this has been a great episode. Thanks for listening this week, guys. Vote for us on Podcast Alley. Send us a voicemail for the Traveler's Journals at 1206-202-1305. Send us an email at halicast@gmail.com. Check out Halistar at www.ca.gs. Wait. www.halistar.ca.gs. Visit HaloWiki at halowiki.wiki-site.com. Check out our news blog at www.halicast.wordpress.com. And this has been a great show. Thanks for listening, guys. This is VL signing off.
And this is Frel.
Welcome, welcome to Halicast number 10 for the week of March 4th, 2008.
March 4th, huh?
Okay, I'm sorry. Hey guys, it's VL again. What you're about to hear is the first ever attempt at Halicast that we made, recorded way back in October 2007. Now you really know how far we've come.
Welcome to Halicast, the official podcast of Halistar Forums. Hey everybody, my name is VL, also known as Brett, and welcome to Halicast. We've been announcing this on Halistar for I don't know how long. And the mods have known about it for a while, but I'm just... I'm stoked. Anyway, but this week we have a Circle of Klee on the Convergence. And the Circle of Klee is... I should probably explain. Circle of Klee is a segment where we take one topic from the Pendragon universe and just tear it to shreds. Because that's what we do. And we'll try to come up with the best answer. And after the episode's out, there will be a poll on halicast.wordpress.com. That's halicast.wordpress.com, where you can vote on who you thought was right. Also this week, we have a featured fan segment on our literary discussion leader and moderator of the Magazine Rack Forum, Defying Expectations. She is known as Anna in real life, and we really, really look forward to talking about all of her accomplishments on the site. Anyway, and there's much more coming up, including the Pendragon news, which I'd better get to right now. So we'll see you on the show. Bye. Hey everybody, this is Brett, also known as VL in the forums, with the Pendragon news for the week of October 7th, 2007. In the very important news this week, the title of Pendragon number 9 has been released. It is called Raven Rise. Hopefully more information on this will be given soon. And as DJ also says, the new cover is awesome, and it will be released much earlier than in the past. The publication date for Raven Rise is May 20th. In other news, there is August 13th, there is a Pendragon poll every so often on the Pendragon MySpace, which is, of course, www.myspace.com/pendragonadventure. And the poll this time is, which territory would you most like to visit? The territory choices are, of course, Denduron, Chloral, First Earth, Second Earth, Third Earth, Velox, Elong, Zada, Quillen, and Ibarra. I'm not sure if I pronounced any of those right, because I'm stupid. But, yeah, that's how it works. I voted for Ibarra because it's just awesome. Why wouldn't you want to live on Ibarra? But, of course, Chloral is winning at 1,002 votes, and that's 55% of the total. Crap. So that's the news for this week. This is Brett, also known as VL, signing off.
Whoa! That is some great news. Some great Pendragon news from DJ McHale. Yeah. So, the publication date of Pendragon 9 is May 2008. It is. You can talk, you know.
Okay,
cut that. Okay, no. We're not cutting it. Okay. Guys, this is our first episode. As you know.
We're terrible.
We're kind of just getting used to the software. So, it's going to be like this for a while. Froth is sitting beside me at my house, and we are recording our first episode of Halicast. Yay! The mods on the forum have known forever, and I just recently announced it to the site. If you go to the news archive on Halistar, you can check that out for yourself.
Well, Halistar.tk.
Yes, Halistar.tk, because we are too cheap to avoid a .com name. Okay.
Or are we?
Shut up. All right. That was. I wonder if you can actually hear me punching Ralph. Anyway, as I'm sure you know, I'm VL. You can call me Brett. I'm the administrator and creator of Halistar Forums, which is an online Pendragon community. And if you know about Halistar, you're probably listening to this already.
And I'm Ralph. You can call me Taylor.
Yes.
I'm just an admin. Not
Taylor's
creator.
An admin. Been my friend for a while, and we. He joined the site. Like, when did you join the site? I'll go find out. A sec, this is fun.
I think December.
December something.
You have. Yeah, I was on
really
for
sad.
New Year's when we had that VL is missing.
VL is
like
missing. That.
That
was hilarious. We were up till like 2 in the morning doing that, so you guys better appreciate it. And that's our time, which is in your time, like, I don't know. Most of you are in EST, I think, so I'm actually not sure.
Eastern time is an hour ahead
yeah.
of us.
Yeah, no, it's an hour earlier, so yeah. So if it's 7 o'clock. Wait, we just gave away our location, didn't we?
Not quite.
Mm-hmm.
We just gave a general area.
General area. Shut
still
up.
A
shut
big
up.
Area.
Shut up.
We live in
right,
Costa Rica.
Shut up. There are people listening. Okay. Sorry, guys. See, members.
on the site right now. Ralph. Where? Okay, I'm just going.
I think I'm on the second page.
I don't care where you are. Second page. You're on the second page. I'm on the first page.
That's because you created the site.
Ralph, right there. Ralph joined on the 27th of December 2006, and he quickly became head moderator. Location reading quickly. Harry Potter 7. Quickly became, well, maybe not quickly. MJ was our old head moderator. MJ, if you're listening to this, we want you back. We do want you back because we need a head moderator. And if you're not listening to this, then, well, I don't know why I just said that. But, yeah. Anyway, so what's in the news this week? The publication date. Pendragon number 9 is May 08.
Stoked.
I know. Do you think we'll be ready for that? We should do a release party on the site. We tried to do one for Pilgrims of Rain.
It flopped.
Well put. So, actually, we are planning to do something a little bigger for Pilgrims of Rain, the book that shall not be named. And if you guys have any opinions or ideas on that, it's never too early to send them in. So you can always send them to vigo_theberge@hotmail.com, which is the site's email. We're going to get a Halicast email very soon.
My theory is that it's a two territory in one.
Hey, theory discussions for later. This is news discussion.
This is about the news.
This is about, okay, go.
Anyway, I'm thinking that it's two territories in one book, and the next one is when all chaos breaks loose and the convergence is
I still say third earth.
Okay. You stick to that, and I stick to
there are many a fanfic to prove me wrong. Let's see, Pendragon fanfiction. Oh, this is for another segment completely. Alright, anyway. Also, DJ has been updating the poll on Pendragon MySpace. Oh, I forgot to mention. Pendragon 10 is coming out May 2009, guys. That's 2 years. That's the end. That's like I just went through... You guys probably all know that I'm a huge Harry Potter fan. And I just went through... I'm going through my post-Potter depression right now.
I'm going through my post... red versus blue depression.
Shut up. Okay. If you don't know what red versus blue is, then... Send Ralph an email and he'll tell you. Okay. That's Ralph@halicast.com. No, I'm just joking. What
actually,
is your email?
Ralphman@hotmail.com.
Ralphman@hotmail.com. Cool.
Surprisingly, Ralph was taken.
Really?
Yeah.
Ralph wasn't taken on either site. You're Ralph on everything. Anyway. But DJ has begun. I just went off on another tangent again, didn't I? Pendragon number 10 is out in 2009. And that's the end, guys. Like, I'm really kind of sad about it, you know. I'm getting all teary-eyed. I didn't cry when Harry Potter ends. I cried, well, I almost cried in the Forest Again chat. Wait, spoilers. Sorry. Okay, if anybody out there hasn't read Harry Potter 7, and I just spoiled the book for you, send any hate mail to bananapeel987@hotmail.com. No, I'm just joking. Don't send anything to bananapeel987@hotmail.com, because I have no idea who owns that email. So, send any hate mail to... Send it to vigo_theberge@hotmail.com. Just like you would with anything else, hate mail is good. Any mail is good. Okay, anyway.
The poll.
Oh my god.
What territory would you like to live on?
What territory? That's the new poll. And we'd like to hear what you guys voted for.
So send your feedback
to, again, vigo_theberge@hotmail.com. And the new reader poll, let's see. It is, return to poll. Poldaddy.com. Okay. Which territory would you most like to visit, and all the territories are listed there? What'd you vote for, Ralph?
Me, personally, Chloral.
You're an idiot. Everybody voted for Chloral.
I like swimming.
Everybody voted for Chloral.
And they have decent technology. It's not completely advanced like Third Earth.
I'm just going to keep voting
for... Oh, and look
for
at that.
I'm just going to keep voting for Ibarra.
Chloral is at 56% right now.
Guys, if you want something to win, just keep going back and refreshing the page, and you can keep voting. Okay. Wait,
stop voting for Ibarra.
And Ibarra will win, because we all know...
Brett's vote is going at 3%.
We all know Ibarra's the best territory. Don't listen to the Clorans. Okay. Anyway.
Ooh, Third Earth is going pretty good.
So, anyway, we want to hear what you guys thought about the poll, what you guys answered, and why. So, why don't you send us a message at vigo_theberge@hotmail.com, and we will be getting the Halicast email soon enough, but we're still very new to this, as you guys know. We're lucky we got this recorded. I just got Audacity today, and we decided to... Anyway.
I think we sound kind of awkward.
I think so. But you guys are Hellcast, Hellstar fans. You'll understand. You know who we are. You'll understand. Anyways.
And to new fans. Congratulations that you looked up 10 Dragons on iTunes.
Congratulations that you found out Hellstar because... Oh, I don't know. We're cool. So, if you're listening to this and you're not a Hellstar fan, remember, you can always go to www.hellstar.tk. That's www.hallastar.tk. That's TK. So, yeah, I guess we should press on into our next segment. Our featured fan this week is our literary discussion leader, Miss Defying.Expectations on the forum. I don't know her real name, so I can't say what it is. But we'll press on, and we'll talk about DE a little bit. So we'll see you guys on the flip side. Enjoy the show. This is VL again, everybody. Just so you know, the reason we didn't talk about Raven Rise in the intro is just because we recorded this about 2 weeks ago. The intro, I mean, when the Raven Rise title wasn't out yet. So look forward to more upcoming discussion on Raven Rise. Coming soon in the episode, very soon, but the intro we recorded a long time before the title was out, so that's just the problem. We will discuss it later on in the show, but anyway, enjoy the show. Sorry about that. And we have a very small bit of Pendragon news this week. As DJ McHale announced not too long ago on his site, the publication date of Pendragon number 9 is May 2008. That's May 2008, everybody. Stop! Stop doing that! You idiot! Okay, edit that out now. Edit that out.
Hey guys, and welcome to the first featured fan segment on Hellcast, where we will discuss a certain person who has been totally amazing in the contribution to the Hellstar and Pendragon fandom.
What? Oh, am I supposed to say something there?
You suck.
You sucked. Okay, cut.